The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Do not be called rabbi. Call no man father. Do not be called master. These words of Christ almost seem to be at odds with our modern practices here in the church. But upon closer inspection, they really aren't. Christ here uses hyperbole, much like he did when he said to pluck out your eyes if they cause you to sin, or cut off your hand if it causes you to sin. If we were to take this literally, we'd be walking around as blind amputees. So how are we to understand these words of Christ? Very simply, we must not confuse mere creatures with our true rabbi, our true father, our true master. We must not follow those who set themselves up as the only source of truth, because God is the only source of truth. Any rabbi, father, or teacher who preaches or teaches the truth only does so by a sharing in God's truth. And it's hard to recognize this at times. There are people, wolves among us, that will rise up and they will claim to have the complete understanding of what Christ has said and done. But the only place that that is true is within the church. That is the official teachings from the magisterium that have been passed down from Christ all the way to us today. And so it can be hard to distinguish between, at times, who has the truth and who doesn't. And this is, I think for most churchgoers, most people in the pews, this isn't a thing that's really of concern, because you go to church and your priest is going to tell you what the church teaches. But there's a big section in the world today, in society, that is starting to develop, who has this implicit mistrust of the church. They're Catholic, but they mistrust the church for whatever reason. And so they look to false shepherds, false rabbis, false fathers, false teachers. And so we have to be on guard against that, that we don't have this implicit skepticism of what the church teaches, but that we have a desire to follow Christ where he leads us. Because the only truth that the church ever teaches is that which Christ has passed on to us from the very foundations. So it's important that we keep our mind and our eyes and our hearts on Christ, because he reveals the truth, all truth. So it doesn't matter if people have the title of master, a father, a rabbi. These are normal titles. Even if we were, I know there's a large section of our Protestant brothers and sisters who are appalled that we use the term father for our priests. And so that their thought is that we should get rid of the title father because Christ has said do not use it. But the reason this is such an important thing here, and the reason we us priests are referred to as father is because of that spiritual fatherhood. And if we got rid of all fathers, the title father, if we got rid of that, we would really lose our sense of God's fatherhood. We'd have nothing to compare it to. And so it's a poor approach to reading this passage today if we were to follow what the Protestants understand it to be, because fatherhood is a necessary thing in the world, in our lives. We all have our own fathers, whether it was a good experience or not, but we have some frame of reference of how we relate to God, our Father, our Heavenly Father. And His fatherhood is much more real and much more substantial than any fatherhood here on earth, but it's still something that we need to understand. And if we get rid of that word father, if we got rid of the word master or teacher or rabbi, we'd have no frame of reference to understand our own relationship with God. And so, my brothers and sisters, today's gospel is a call to reflect on who it is we follow, who it is we call Father. And we have to make sure that all of this is geared towards Jesus Christ. He is our beginning and our end, our Alpha and Omega. So keep your eyes on Him.